The first reading from today's scripture will be from Psalm chapter 47, verses 1 through 2 and verses 5 through 8. Come, everyone, clap your hands. Shout to God with joyful praise. Woo! For the Lord Most High is awesome.
Yes.
He is the great King of all the earth.
The King.
God has ascended with a mighty shout.
Yes.
The Lord has ascended with trumpets blaring. Sing praises to God. Sing praises.
Woo!
Sing praises to our King. Sing praises.
Woo!
For God is the King over all the earth.
The King.
Praise Him with the psalm.
Yea, God.
God reigns above the nations.
The King.
Sitting on His holy throne. The second reading for today is from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so He could touch and bless them.
Aww.
But the disciples scolded the parents for bothering Him.
Go away.
When Jesus saw what was happening, He was angry with His disciples.
Hey, you guys.
When He said to them, let the children come to Me. Don't stop them.
Come on down.
For the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it.
Good to know.
Then He took the children in His arms and placed His hands on their heads and blessed them.
Aww.
The word of God.
For
the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So this morning we're going to be talking about joy, as we've been talking about the emotions of Jesus all along. And so we're ending with joy. So a couple of the students are going to share a story, and a story specifically about a childlike joy that we're going to talk about. So Eliza's going to share a story first.
Okay. As the younger sister, I believe that it's my responsibility to embarrass my older sister as much as possible. So when I was probably 3 or 4, my family went on a trip to the San Diego Zoo. And my sister and I were just amazed at all of the animals and the just sheer amount of wildlife that was there. And we have this video of me that we got to the gift shop, and there was music playing, and there was this like glass storefront that looked kind of like a mirror. And so I just began dancing, just uncontrollable dancing, and you hear my sister in the background just going, "Mom, make her stop. She's so embarrassing." And meanwhile, I'm just standing over there just dancing my little heart away. And then nothing could stop me from dancing that day.
Thank you, Liza. And Sutton's going to share a story also. Thanks, Sutton.
So me and my family usually take a trip once a year. We go all over the place. So a couple years ago, me and my family went to Mexico. And we had no idea where we were doing, where we were going. So we asked some people where some good places were to go and visit. And they led us to this little beach off of a highway. And we had no idea where we were, but we drove down and it was this nice, beautiful beach in between these two rock formations. It was a really good place to scuba dive, and I remember the waves were really nice and big that day, and it was super warm out, and me and my siblings, we'd roll in the waves. We'd lay on the ground, and it'd push us inshore, and then it'd take us out, and it kept doing it, and it was just so much fun, and with me and all of my siblings being able to do that, it was just a really good time to get away from everything that was going on and just take a little trip, forget about everything, and just enjoy time together. And my mom, being my mom, a photographer, she would call us out and have us come take pictures. And of course, we would not want to take pictures, but it was really fun. We'd go back, we'd roll, and I just really enjoyed the time being with my family.
So those are great examples of a childlike joy and how, despite Eliza's sister Claire, I think everyone else in those stories, just seeing that kind of joy, it spreads and you want to be a part of it. And seeing it, you can't help but want to know more about it or experience it yourself. And I have a story that I can think of, and I want to share with you, where I saw that type of childlike joy. Now, mine is actually a story about my grandfather, who showed amazing childlike joy. Now, just seeing my grandfather, he seemed like kind of a serious guy because he was quiet, didn't say much. My grandmother did almost all the talking, even for him. But he was okay with that. But all the time, he would just burst into laughter over all kinds of things, just joyous laughter. And that would just make the whole room laugh along with him. It was his greatest. And my grandfather died many years ago, but yet I can still think of times, and I'm reminded of situations where I hear his laugh. And not only, and this is the neat thing about emotions, you remember them. So I can still hear it. I can picture him laughing. And I can feel what joy that brought to my family and to me especially. I was very close to my grandfather growing up. I did not have a good relationship with my father. So my grandfather was very special to me. He was like, kind of took on that paternal role in my life in many ways. And I love spending time with them. They live 3 hours away, but we visited them quite often. And he actually didn't talk much. He wasn't real talkative, but he liked to do stuff with us. So we'd go fishing and just enjoy being outside together. He loved baseball, and that's something that I really grew to love as a kid, too. I remember many nights sitting in the kitchen with him with a little radio, listening to Detroit Tigers with Ernie Harwell. Does anybody have that memory also? Yeah, a lot of us that grew up in Michigan, that's kind of a fond memory. So I remember sitting there with him, even though sometimes the game was on the TV in the next room. It was more fun to kind of sit with Grandpa, I learned, and just listen to the radio. And my favorite thing to do with him, though, was to actually play baseball. So we'd get to his house, the first thing I'd do is run in with my glove and ball and say, "Grandpa, let's play catch." And he'd grab his old glove that had seen a lot of action over the years, and we'd go out and just play catch for the longest time. And we would play catch until I got tired. Now, my grandpa at this time was, you know, in his mid to late 70s, so I knew he was much more tired than I was, but he would just play until I said I wanted to stop. And I knew because I'd see him kind of rubbing his shoulder later. But that's, you know, the way he showed love towards me. And the way, another great example beyond his laugh, is just playing catch with me. And playing catch, there's something about it. That's just you and one other person, and you're just focused in on doing something. You don't even have to say much. It's just this great connection. And my grandpa lived a hard life. When he was 7th or 8th grade, his father passed away. And so he had to quit school and take care of the family farm and take care of his little sister and his mother. And went on, grew up, and got married, but then had to suffer through the Depression. Just lived a tough life, but you wouldn't know it being around him. They raised three daughters who came to express joy in very similar ways. And really the cornerstone, the heart of my grandpa's joy, came from his faith. Now, we didn't have long theological conversations. He wasn't reading all the latest books on Christian living, but you could see it just from his faith and the way he treated people. And going to church with him on Sundays was always fun, to sit next to him and sing hymns with him and be a part of family gatherings and the way he said prayer, very simply but from the heart. You could see his faith come through. And that's where his joy came from. So one time my brother and I convinced my grandfather that we need to step up our baseball game and go to an actual baseball field, not just the backyard, and not just play catch, but bring a bat and have a little batting practice. So we went to the baseball field, and Grandpa's pitching it, and my brother and I both took turns hitting the ball, and it was a lot of fun. But then we said, Grandpa, you should hit. And he's like, no, you guys. No, come on, Grandpa, it's your turn to hit. So I think he was a little reluctant that he hadn't used some of those muscles in a long time. But he got in there and laughed that beautiful laugh of his, and kind of was hitting gently some little tappers to us, and we were having fun getting the ball. And then my little brother, with his enthusiasm of the little kid, was like, come on, Grandpa, hit it hard, hit it over our heads. So I pitched it in there, and he had that moment that many of us are older, we only once in a while hope we can get back, that moment we were once an athlete. But he got that moment in his late 70s, and he cranked around with beautiful form and just drove that ball into the outfield. We all stood in amazed, especially my grandfather. So as we're looking at the ball, my little brother said, run, Grandpa! Run! Now, I could estimate it probably been maybe 30, 35 years since my grandfather ran anywhere at this point in his life. But he paused, and I knew that that's probably not a good idea. But he just started laughing and running down the baseline. Now, he wasn't running very fast, taking in his stage in life, and I come from a long line of slow white people. But he's running down the baseline and just laughing. Meanwhile, my brother's still screaming, run, Grandpa, run! None of us are getting the ball, but we're all just encouraging them to run. So he gets to first base finally, and he kind of trips and then falls over into the grass. So this is my second moment of, uh-oh, this could be bad. My brother wasn't having that moment. He's the whole time screaming and sprinting over. And right before he dives on top of my grandfather, my grandfather just let out that beautiful, joyous laugh. And even when my brother landed on top of him, he kept laughing. And my little brother started laughing. So I ran over, knowing it's probably not a great idea, and I dove on top of the pile too. And we all just sat and laughed. And it was just a beautiful, you know, memory that I have of joy and what that childlike joy can mean to, you know, people in your family and people that you're in connection with. And that's the kind of joy I'd like to talk about, is that childlike joy. So as we've been speaking about the different emotions this over the last few weeks, joy is something that a fully human Jesus lived out, that he experienced. And, you know, love is the foundation of all the emotions we've been talking about. And we see it clearly in the joy, that love came through Jesus' joy. And we find hope in the emotion of joy. You know, it says in the scriptures many times that with our faith and trust in God, he will fill us with hope. Fill us with joy that brings us hope. And Jesus came into a very dark and, you know, sad planet 2,000 years ago. And he came in, the angels announced, with great tidings of anger, right? I'm very mad at you. I'm here. Nope, he didn't do that. He came with great tidings of fear. No, that wasn't either. He came in with great tidings of joy. So here's this dark, oppressive Greek and Roman world filled with injustice, where even the philosophies of the day didn't really speak of joy. And even within the nation of Israel, where you see in the Psalms and their tradition speaking of joy, it was hard because the religious people of the day were very judgmental, very strict rule followers, which oftentimes can really hamper a joyous lifestyle. So this is the world that Jesus came into. But Jesus and the gospel were a reason to rejoice. I want to talk about one story that Aiden read a few minutes ago about Jesus and the children. Because I think Jesus' joy-filled life can be seen throughout the Bible, but I think it's really interesting to look at this story and what he says about joy. So here's Jesus with a group of people ministering, very busy, lots of people probably coming with needs, and his disciples are there with them. And, you know, very serious work, working hard, and a group of parents come, and they want, just like we saw on the stage a little while ago, parents bringing their children. So parents like that wanted bringing their children to this man, Jesus. And, you know, you wouldn't want to bring your baby to the grumpy smart guy, right? I wouldn't anyway. You bring him to this joyous Jesus that's bringing love and hope and joy. So they try to do that, and the disciples are put a stop to that right away. No! Can't you see this man is busy? And of course, we're very busy and important. Please, take your children away. But Jesus' reaction is interesting, that he says, no. Stop everything. Let the children come to me. But he doesn't just say that. He wants them to learn something. He says, the faith and the way these children are showing their faith and being kids and wanting to come up to Jesus and embrace him and love him, that's the way you should act. Your faith should be like this child. You should be joyous and come up and want to hug me and sit on my lap. For if you want to be part of this kingdom, you need to have that kind of faith. And so that's the kind of faith we also need to have. And what does a childhood faith look like? Fun, carefree life, loud sometimes, happy, energetic, and most of all, joyful. Just the way Jesus came in as a child, joyful. He wanted these joyful kids to come to him, and he wants us to be joyful in our faith. You know, sure, sometimes it's obviously appropriate to be quiet, serious, and sometimes kids are that way. But there's no mistaking that the joy you see in kids, young kids, like the kids we saw up here, that's the way small children are. They have a natural inclination to be joyous before they're bruised by the troubles of the world. That's their natural go-to, is to be happy and joyous. And Jesus celebrates the joyful heart in children and wants us to also have that childlike faith where joy is abundant. We need to celebrate our kids. I love what Beth had to say about challenging these kids, joyous kids, to look out for, you know, these kids as they grow up, the younger ones. And that's what we need to do to all those kids, is celebrate their childlike joy. And let that be an inspiration to us as we have a childlike faith where our joy comes through. Because children are cheerful, free, open, creative, positive, playful. And that's what we should be in our faith. Let that joy radiate through us in all that we do. And he encouraged us to be like children, not only in simple humility, but also in playful joy. Now the students over here, they helped me come up with some practical ways, in case you're interested, and ways you could be joyful. So this is a good list. So you can make a mental note, you can write these down. All right. The first one, smiling. All right, it's nice to look out and see everyone's listening because there's most people are smiling. Yep, all right, smiles, good. Okay, next one they came up with, climb a tree. Now, if you're like me, you might need a spotter or you might want to consider just like laying next to shrubbery. That works too. Okay, also hugs. Hugs are a great way to show joy. Here's a great way. The senior high mission team is having a cake auction next week. Come to our cake auction after this service next week. Make a snowman. Take a road trip. Give some high fives. Tell a joke, even a corny joke. A lot of times the kids tell me I tell dad jokes. I don't think it's a compliment, but I still tell them. Reach out to a friend. Laugh. You know, sometimes even if you just fake laughter long enough, it turns into real laugh. Try it in the car on the way home. Sing a Christmas song when it's not even Christmas. Play with your pet. Give flowers. Go play. Watch a Disney movie. Make your favorite meal and eat it. And the one right after it, exercise. Sing. Sing when no one's listening. Sing when lots of people are listening. Bake a cake for the cake auction. It's my last plug, I promise. Play with Legos. Play with a favorite toy. Write a letter to a friend. Do some crafting. Play with balloons in a church service. Take a walk. Play a board game. Those are just some very practical ways that you can be joyful. I'm sure you can think of others. So, that's our challenge today, is a childlike faith where joy of Christ fills us and just pours out to all around us.